This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. After all the heavy rains and flooding, rising lake levels, and open floodgates, you wouldn't think water conservation would be the message from Austin Water. But officials are asking Austin Water customers to cut back on their water consumption for at least the next few days, as the floodwaters flowing into the Highland Lakes have much higher levels of debris, silt, and mud. That's taking a toll on Austin's water treatment capacity. Austin Water Director Greg Mazaris told me what kinds of cutbacks they're asking of customers and what might happen if the system doesn't get a break.
Well, we're experiencing significant upset in the river with water quality. After the big volume of flooding, you can imagine the tons of soil and silt that has been washed into the river, and we're having to remove all of that in order to make safe drinking water. That's causing our plants to clog up. We're having to clean them and shut them down on a frequency that we've never had to do before. It's affecting all three of our drinking water plants, which is also highly unusual. So our demand or our ability to produce water is significantly limited, so we have to really reduce water use. We're asking customers to do absolutely no outdoor watering and to minimize indoor water use as much as possible. Avoid doing laundry or washing dishes. Take shorter showers. If you do have to use water, do it in a way that minimizes the use, that we're all in this together. We need to preserve as much water as we can, water that's stored in our tanks. Water's critical for fire protection and community public health and safety, and so we're really, really appealing to customers to do all that they can to reduce that demand.
How long are you asking customers to keep an eye on their water consumption?
Well, I wish I could give you a specific time or date, but we really can't say that this event is now 4 days old. We haven't seen any improvement in water quality. Matter of fact, it's getting worse in some ways. With rain in the forecast and the floodgates at the dam open perpetually, this could be a long-term event for us. Once water quality stabilizes or improves and our plants get back to normal, we'll have a better sense, but this could be several days at least.
Part of this must be kind of a shift in thinking, because people look around the past week or so and think, all I've seen is water. How on earth could we have to be cutting back on our water usage?
Yeah, it is ironic, and obviously it's not a volume of water, it's the quality, and because the quality is so terribly poor that we're having to reduce the amount we can treat at our plants in order to keep them clean and keep the water safe, and so it is one of those confounding situations.
Can you talk a little bit about Austin's system of water treatment plants and how those work? I have a feeling that a lot of folks don't really know or understand that until something like this happens.
All of our water is surface water. It all comes from the Colorado River system. So we're dependent on the river for all the water. We take raw water, what we call raw river water, just directly from the river. We take it in intakes and we take it through a treatment process where we add chemicals and do filtration, and it's ultimately comes out the other end crystal clear and safe. But when the quality of the river water is extraordinarily poor, it is very difficult for our plants to remove all of that silt and soil. For example, typically we measure river water quality with a turbidity. It's a measure of cloudiness. We would see turbidity measures in the river to be 5 or less. During this event, they've been over 400, and that's the maximum that our meters go. It's probably a lot worse than that. And normally, these kind of events will pass within a day or so, but now we're seeing that it's not passing in any way.
So you're saying soil and silt in the water. Are there other things of concern in the water? I mean, we know houses were damaged, a lot of debris sort of coming through the water system. Are there other things besides soil and silt that are of concern?
No, not really. Like the big chunks of wood and trees and all that kind of stuff, that doesn't make it into our filtration plants. We have screens to keep that out. It's more of the fine particles that make it look like chocolate milk. It's just very difficult to get that volume of sludge out of the water.
When there's an event like this and treatment plants are working overtime, everything is happening, is that an extra budget impact for Austin Water? Is that something that you all plan for? How does that sort of fit into Austin Water's annual plans?
We're really not worried about it from a budgetary perspective. We're a large utility, $600 million in revenue. We'll certainly spend a lot more on overtime and chemicals here, but nothing that is going to hurt us budgetary. Really, it's more about managing the demand side, the water use side, so we have adequate water. Also, it's tough on our staff. We've had many of our operating staff working 24/7. This event has been going on again for several days, several more days to come. So it's more demanding physically on staff than it is on our budgets.
Now, you said drinking water is safe. Do you anticipate that to be the case throughout this process, or is that something you have to revisit, or any jeopardy there even down the road?
Well, that's our goal, is to produce water that is safe to drink, and we're going to be monitoring that closely. That's why it's critical for us to reduce demand. If we can't reduce demand and pressures in our system drop too low, that can create safety concerns. We really can't say precisely everything that's going to happen. This is hour to hour, day to day, but we do know that reducing demand is really, really going to help us.
What if people don't cooperate and cut back consumption in the way that you need? What would happen next?
Well, ultimately, our tanks where we store water in the system will start to drain down. Pressures will go down. That can endanger fire protection. I mean, in the worst case scenario, we could run out of water. Again, we're all working for that not to happen, but that would be the potential consequences if people just don't pay attention to this request.